There's only someone that could help us celebrate and talk about things like voting problems. Who is it, Chris?
The creator and founder of Brad Blog, Brad Friedman.
No way. Not the human and the blog. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, guys. You sound like you're in a good mood for some reason.
Isn't it weird? It's just kind of weird. So,
surprisingly.
Oh, man. I mean, can you believe this? I mean, so there was chaos yesterday.
There was chaos all over the place. And, of course, today and for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be, it's just sad because we're going to have to watch these whining, sore loser, tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorists.
Do you want me to cue up Sean Hannity for you?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. That'll be weird to see that coming from that side.
Sore losers uprising.
Let's assume that you're
in a fantasy land. Lashing out.
Crybabies and sore losers.
Grandstanding. Disgruntled. Temper tantrum.
Losers.
The sore loser act.
Theatrics.
Crybabies.
Why can't this George Allen and Conrad Burns simply move on and get over it?
It is. Yeah. By the way, give me George Allen. Doesn't it just bring a tear to your eye when the Republicans talk about accuracy in elections?
My friends, stay strong for freedom and representative democracy. Accuracy in elections will prevail. Thank you and have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow counting the votes.
No. Thank you, George. have a good night.
I tell you, I'm going to get on the bandwagon with these guys. I'm not kidding around. I'm going to get on the bandwagon with these guys. I hope they do get in there and fight for every vote. I hope they do get in there and pull these damn machines apart.
Yep.
I will note that Rick Santorum.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Democrats aren't afraid to count all the votes, you know?
You mean Republicans?
I'm saying Democrats aren't afraid to count all the votes.
Oh, you're
right.
And Republicans aren't afraid to get in there and challenge it when they think there's any question, which I actually applaud. You know, yesterday, Santorum ordered all of the voting machines in 27 counties in Pennsylvania be impounded.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently there was reports of votes slipping from Republicans to Democrats in Pennsylvania.
And, hey, Jim, maybe we did hack it back.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, who knows? Yeah, there you go. Now, he ended up losing by, I don't know, 30 points.
Yeah, maybe he only would have lost by 25.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he has apparently withdrawn the request. I'm going to try to find out this morning.
Oh,
but
wow.
I'm in favor. I mean, the Republican Party of Pennsylvania sent a letter to the Secretary of State asking that those machines be impounded in 27 counties.
Well, you know,
the source code.
Yep, yeah. You know what? I was reading that Ken Mellman yesterday, the Republican Party chairman, he had his Pee-wee Herman moment. He said he denies the Republicans engage in voter intimidation. He says the Democrats do.
Yeah, that's right.
I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah, exactly. those mean Democrats waving guns and trying to keep Hispanics from voting. You know how they are.
Yeah, exactly.
So, one of the big wins out here that when I got off the air late last night, we did like a 10-hour broadcast on this with your friend Peter B. Collins, actually.
Yeah, from Monterey.
We found in California, Deborah Bowen for Secretary of State had just moved ahead by about 0.2 percentage points or something. And this morning it looks like she's ahead by 5 points. This is going to be a huge race concerning the entire country because she's going to open up the hardware and software on these voting machines.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, so this was happening all over the country, but, you know, and not only because there was such turnout, the ironic thing we were saying is they had to switch to paper ballots in a lot of places because they couldn't get the machines to work,
That's right. And they didn't have enough paper ballots. You know, I was screaming, hey, man, have enough paper ballots ready to go. And they didn't. Out here in California, they had run out of English paper ballots, and people were actually voting on Vietnamese and Chinese ballots just so they could get their vote in.
One from column one and one from column two.
Yep, that's exactly right. So, you know, I think there's going to be a lot to come still on this story because these things didn't work. And as a matter of fact, there was a video, Mean Gene Schmidt in Ohio tried to vote. She couldn't get her paper through the optical scanner.
Well, but I was saying yesterday, I think that's because even electronic equipment does not want to be touched by Gene Schmidt. Do you know what I'm saying? It shrinks in horror.
I do know what you're saying.
Now, what about this? So, of course, in Virginia, interestingly enough, there was a lot of suppression, obviously, on the Republican side. The FBI is investigating allegations now, right? We have this voicemail. Did you hear that? This is to a Virginia voter from the, quote, Virginia Elections Commission. Hang on, here we go.
This is my suspicion of detailing. This is the Virginia Elections Commission. We
registered in New York to vote. Therefore, you will not be allowed to cast your vote on Tuesday. If you do show up, you will be charged.
Huh. That was someone that was preparing to vote for Jim Webb, apparently.
And they were doing that all over the country, mm-hmm. you know, trying to scare people into not voting. By the way,
we got these calls from Virginia yesterday that people, they had received calls directing them to the wrong polling places, you know, Democrats that identified themselves as Webb voters.
And again, that was all over the country. It seems to be a concerted Republican effort.
Right, in Albuquerque, in New Mexico as well. Mm-hmm. We got reports of that, and that's also in the news today.
Although that wasn't a very official-sounding robocall, was it?
That's pretty amateur.
You're going to be charged. Telling me charge and stuff.
Yes. I know, but that's what they do. They intimidate. They can't seem to win fair and square. So they intimidate. They fix the machines. And by saying fix the machines, I mean, you know, use machines that simply don't work, that break down. And this benefits them all over the place when people simply can't vote.
Well, right, because people have lives. They got to, you know, take care of their kids. They got to work. You know, people can't stand in line all day.
And I'll tell you, though, because they had to leave polls open all over the country. They had meltdowns in Colorado, in Indiana. The polls had to stay open a couple of extra hours.
Mm-hmm.
And the good election integrity advocates on the ground were actually, you know, bringing chairs, food, and water to folks who were standing in line. This time they were ready for it, and I think it paid off big time so far.
Yep, absolutely.
Can you imagine how big the margins would have been if they hadn't had all the electoral fraud?
You're right, but you know what? There's going to be more to come, because guess what? There are exit polls out there that we're going to be looking at, going to be comparing a lot of these districts where maybe the person who ended up winning wasn't actually the winner. We're going to find out.
Mm.
There's a reward at velvetrevolution.us. We've got $500,000 reward out there for tips on fraud that could overturn an election.
And
on.org joined with another 250,000.
Brad, as you know, they sequestered the election, the exit polling people, so, you know, no information would leak out like it did last time with, you know, the John Kerry. And it's amazing when I heard Matthews interviewing one of them, and they're going, yeah, it's amazing. The exit polls were dead on correct this time.
Yeah. And
it's like, yes, they always are. And they were right in 2004, too. It's just, it's amazing, right?
Yeah, they said early on, they said, we were afraid because we were seeing these big Democrat leads in the exit polls that the exit polls must be wrong again.
Yeah.
Why this bias against Democrats leading in exit polls?
Yep.
And why do they sequester these guys so that we can't have the data of what they're finding? What's the big secret there? I don't
mm-hmm.
understand that.
Yep, absolutely. Brad, it is a great day for America. Thank you so much for staying on the job on election fraud and all of that.
Well, bless you guys for being all over it as well. And, boy, this could get ugly in the Senate, so let's keep our eyes open.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You as George Allen said, keep your eagle eyes and ears and
whatever
on those races.
I am, but first I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah. All right. you need some sleep.
All right. Thank you, Brad. There he goes. Brad from Brad Blog.
Yay! BradBlog.com.
Yeah,
the Senate's going to be a huge fight because the Senate will be able to determine who replaces John Paul Stevens in the Supreme Court.
Yeah,
and that's going to be a huge battle.
I'm just saying.
Because Bush is going to want another extreme right winger.
Yeah. It's, you know, because we're ahead, obviously, in both of them. It's just that, I don't know, George Allen, a little whiny. 42 minutes after the hour. Bully didn't get what he wanted. Guess too many macacas voted or something. Oh, no.